from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Sports Daily here on KFH. Glad to be with you on this. What day is it? Wednesday?
Well, it's a Wednesday. Edition.
It is a Wednesday. It's a hump day. And we're making our way through. So the Royals, Paul, are through the trade deadline. You and I both think they did a pretty nice job. And we look at this now, and you finish up with the White Sox, and then you continue the road trip with 4 games in Detroit. And you'll go up against some starting pitching that has been struggling, to say the least. And so you like the opportunities. Right now, I'm seeing Lorenzen listed as the Saturday starter.
Okay.
Which tells you maybe there's some Brady Singer rest coming, if I'm looking at that correctly, which would be fine. That's well, he's pitching today. I'm sorry. So Singer goes today, but it's his spot in the rotation. So this is interesting. So let me see this, because let me go to the Royals starting pitcher, because I'm looking at a list that's clearly out of date here. So let me just look at if the team page is listing Lorenzen. So what the team? Okay. So yeah, they've backed it way off. So what we know is Singer will start today, and we don't know anything else for the next 4. So we'll see what happens. Lorenzen may give somebody a break. Maybe they give everybody an extra day of rest and just go with him on one of these days, and it pushes everybody's starts back. You asked about Lorenzen. I don't think we fully know his role yet. But either way, you're going to have a pitching advantage.
Fair enough.
We'll simplify this. They're going to have a pitching advantage, whether it's Lorenzen or any of the 5 starters, in every game that they play in Detroit. How about that?
That sounds
fair.
You
finish the road trip that way, and then you've got some really big series coming up. You get 3 games against Boston at home, which will start on Monday, and then you get St. Louis, who's good, right? And they added some players at the trade deadline, including Tommy Pham, who the Royals wanted, and he had a big hit yesterday. And then you got to go play 3 in Minnesota after that. Now you do that, you get the Minnesota series after a day off. So if we look at this until the next day off, it is 9 games until August 11th before a series in Minnesota that is certainly meaningful, right? We know that. And they finish with a lot of meaningful games in late August and early September to the playoff standing. But I will continue to say, There are series here where they've really got to focus in on. You've got games against Detroit. You've got games against, Cincinnati, the Angels mixed in there. You've got some series that they really have to take advantage. If the Royals are going to do this thing, I think they have to be really good against really bad teams. I think that's going to be a big key for them. They have won the first 2 against the White Sox. really need to go ahead and finish that sweep off today. And then you need to go take at least three of four in Detroit. Because, you know, you get into these other series and those head-to-head things, they're very daunting, Paul, if you sweep or get swept. But most of the time, you know, otherwise, you just, you sort of take, you know, you're going to gain a game, maybe lose a game in those series, again, unless something heroic or tragic happens. So to me, if the Royals make it, what they do against bad teams down the stretch are going to be a big part of that. They really need to be good against bad teams. They can't afford what, you know, you can't afford to lose series to teams that just aren't any good.
And when you look at the Royals, I think I get what you're meaning, and it's but that's why. That's
I mean,
why
how many
baseball.
Games are they going to win against these really, really, really good teams? Is it going to be enough if they can beat up on the bad teams down the stretch and get close to splitting with the teams they'll be competing with the wild card? I think it will be. I think it will be enough if they can do that. Now, you know, you go look at the standings right now and. You know, Kansas City sits 10 games over 500. You know, is that 546 winning percentage going to be enough? Well, maybe, probably. And so it's hard because Houston's, they've been, you know, they haven't been very good. They've lost three in a row, but they're going to be good. I think Boston is the team I'm not real sure about. Tampa sold, so you'd envision them falling out of it. Yankees are probably going to be real good down the stretch. They've won four in a row. The Twins, look, I think with the moves they made at the deadline, you could say the Royals have surpassed the Twins on paper. I think you could say that. And so you got, you know, I like their chances, but it's a stretch of games over the final 2 months of the season. Is we've tried to do this all year long. You go in, you sort of set goals for the team. What do they need to do? I would say for me now, it's pretty much split the games with teams in the playoff chase and beat up on bad teams. Don't lose games to bad teams. And I think that'll be enough for them.
Well, winning happens to solve a lot of problems, and that's exactly true. But you can't give up games to the White Sox type teams. You can't give up to teams like Tampa. You just can't do that. Average teams even. And you can't do that. Which by the way, I'm sitting here looking at this particular line with Kansas City and Chicago today. How the heck do you even bet this thing?
I mean, you have to give up some runs.
Of course you do. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, over under 8.5. Isn't that an under? Isn't that an under maybe? Maybe.
It's a neither for me. Neither. I mean, the problem is you kind of don't bet it because at the money line, you're going minus 235. You're not betting that on money line. And so most of the time when you get that, you're like, okay, I'll give them, you know, I'll make it to where they got to win by two runs. Well, even just to get to plus money against a team as bad as the White Sox have been, you got to give up three runs essentially to get to plus money.
Oh, is that right? Yeah.
I'm not.
Well,
it's
still Major League Baseball too. Remember I'm not playing that game.
Now, I will say that it is a Brady Singer day start where he has been pretty good. You know, for whatever reason, he's been good in the daytime. So, you know, you could look at Singer strikeouts. I like to bet innings pitched. I think he could get very deep into this game. I think betting Bobby Witt Jr. right now is a pretty good proposition for Brady Singer. You know, to record a win is minus 120. That's not bad. So here's the one, it's juiced way down. So you'd have to go into a place where you could alter this. But at ESPN Bet, they've got Singer right now at 17.5 outs, which would be right. More than 5 2/3 innings. Mm-hmm. So basically, if you think he's going to pitch six innings, you make that bet.
You make it.
But it's juiced down to minus 190. Mm-hmm. And so then you've got to really alter that and to try to get to plus money. There's not a lot on the table here for the Royals today, quite frankly. And they've been this way when they play the White Sox. So I might look at Singer's strikeouts over. Don't love it. I think I'm more inclined. I mean, Bobby Witt Jr. to hit home runs only plus 240. That's not good enough for me. Mm-hmm. I can't do it. I just can't do it.
Well, today's
two hits for Bobby Witt Jr. They gave us a multi-hit game. You could get plus money on that. But again, you got to keep in mind walks factor into that. Total bases is the place you probably want to go if you're doing that. And his total bases, you've got to get three total bases. You get plus money at three. I think that may be the way to go. So basically, if he has three walks, you hit your bet, right? If they're walking him. So total bases for Bobby Witt Jr. is probably, of everything I just looked at, probably the one I would be the most comfortable with. But it's hard to make bets when you're playing the White Sox this year. It just is.
Well, and Drew Thorpe's on the bump today for the White Sox. He's not a bad pitcher. I mean, he's 3-2 right now, and with a 4.1 ERA. I mean, you know, he could end up being a problem for the Royals, particularly on some of the bets that you were just talking about. So, you know, with that being said, I understand why you're staying away from it. You know, you would think, you know, and I don't bet, and I'm not really familiar with a lot of the different bets that you are. But I look at this and I think to myself.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
As a spectator, sure, I'm going to make some bets. I'm going to feast up a little bit on the White Sox. They're not very good. But it doesn't always work.
Out.
But that doesn't work out that way. You say it's juiced out.
It's juiced out. Yeah, I don't like it.
All right,
I don't like it at all. So
I'm learning.
I wouldn't bet much. We'll call it this. I'll take Bobby Witt Jr. over 2.5 total bases. How about that? Ken, as we're talking Royals, has a question for us. So, Gunnar Henderson, 928 OPS. Bobby Witt Jr., 987. Juan Soto, 1.031 and Judge 1.147. Who do we have for MVP? I think it's way too early, Ken. I think it's way too early. You know, it's going to be interesting to see what's factored in here, because you'll have, you know, Bobby Witt Jr. with the defense and speed. You'll have Henderson with the speed. You'll have the sluggers, of course, which is what he's referring to with Soto and Judge. You know, the easy answer is to say, well, just whoever has the highest OPS. But the thing about Henderson and Witt is they have so many other facets to their game that factor in. Maybe you got to go look at WAR, which I think Bobby Witt Jr. in total WAR is a little higher. I don't know the answer right now, Ken, because we got 2 months of baseball to play.
Right.
I mean, that's the thing. If all four players end up in the postseason, I think you can look at that, but I think they're going to need to. I think the MVP winner is going to need to be in the postseason. I'll tell you that.
Well, and life is easier when you have that lineup of the Yankees with you, too. Life's a little easier.
Yeah.
Life's a little better.
Well, yeah.
I
would agree with
that. Yeah, I know you would,
Look, there are things that factor into MVP voting. Bobby Witt Jr. has and is carrying this team. Now, is that reality? I don't know. I mean, I think, you know, starting pitching is carrying this team. Salvador Perez has certainly had a fine year. Vinny Pasquantino's. So I think it's a little bit deceptive. However, the perception is he is carrying this team. That will sway voters, probably. You know, that will impact things. If the Royals get on a tear and go down the stretch, and you're looking up and down the Orioles lineup, and you're looking up and down the Yankees lineup, and then you see the Royals, and Bobby Witt Jr. keeps on this tear. By the way, if he keeps on this tear, he's going to win the MVP. But if the law of averages play out and you get these four guys who are pretty even, Bobby Witt Jr. is going to have a chance, Paul. He's new. He's young. People are really enjoying watching him play. And there is a perception that he is doing everything to keep the Royals in the mix. Again, I don't know that that's fair and actually reality, but that perception is there. He has that reputation now. And as voters look at that, that may factor in. And so I think we watch that. And I think that's a big part of it to help answer Ken's question there. All right, let's take a quick break here. We've got our HTO giveaway set up here. It's text the keyword T to 20357 if you want to get in on that. Let's take a look around some other things, some other stories developing in training camp around the NFL. Deshaun Watson, not looking good. We brought his name up the other day. He's not looking good. A lot of quarterbacks are getting paid. We can get Mr. Savage's thoughts on some of that as well. We get a wide receiver paid again here today as other wide receivers are holding out, the holdouts, the hold-ins. Just kind of what are we seeing around the NFL? We'll hit that next on Sports Daily.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.